Wisconsin state senators are making their final votes of the year today, ending their two-year session. Lawmakers are scheduled to take up over 80 bills, including plans to allow online voter registration and a package of bills aimed at tackling opioid abuse in Wisconsin. Laurel White joins us from the state capitol now to talk about the bills on the schedule today and some of the more notable omissions from the schedule, too. She's the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Laurel, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Veronica. Thanks for having me.
So to start off with now, if these bills that are before the Senate today are passed, does that mean that their next stop is Governor Walker's desk?
Yeah, for the most part. To my knowledge, the governor hasn't voiced any opposition to any of the bills that are going before the Senate today that have already passed the assembly. So you, of course, never know what's going to happen. But it's expected that if these bills pass the Senate today, they're headed to Governor Walker.
Well, let's run down some of the higher profile bills on the docket, starting with this is one that's been a little more contentious, a bill that would loosen regulations on high capacity wells.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that bill, basically what it does is that it loosens the regulations on these wells, which high capacity wells can pump about 100,000 gallons of water per day. And they're used by agricultural businesses primarily. And so what this bill does is that it allows people to either construct a new well or repair a well in the same place where a well already exists. And it also allows people to transfer a permit on a well if they sell their property. So opponents are kind of concerned because they see this as permitting wells in perpetuity and people not having to reapply for things. Proponents say that it's making things more stable for businesses. They don't have to worry about their permit being yanked somewhere down the line because they're obviously investing a lot of money in these wells. There's something kind of crazy happening with this bill, though, and you mentioned some of the controversy. Yesterday, a Senate committee actually made some small changes to their version of the bill. So, Right. So the assembly would have to come back and approve that change if the bill were to head to Governor Walker, unless the Senate decided to take up the assembly version of the bill today, which doesn't have those Senate changes. If they did that, then that bill could go to the governor. So this proposal is really up in the air right now.
Right. So given those wrinkles, it sounds like it's anybody's guess what could ultimately happen today.
Exactly.
Well, another one we should look at, the ban on plastic bag bans. It sounds confusing, but essentially this one is about making it against the law for municipalities to ban plastic bags. Where is that?
Yeah. So this bill, has passed the assembly already. So the Senate will be taking it up today. Essentially, what it does is what you said before. So it would prevent local governments, counties, cities, towns from banning plastic bags. And as you may know, some communities around the country have already done this. Proponents of plastic bag bans say that they're good for the environment. You don't have all that plastic rolling around. Cities like Chicago have done this. The state of California actually has a plastic bag ban. What's kind of interesting about this proposal, Veronica, is that there aren't a lot of cities and towns in Wisconsin, to our knowledge, that have plastic bag bans. So proponents of the bill are saying this is a good thing for business. Having different policies in different towns regarding plastic bag bans can be confusing for customers. This allows businesses to provide what customers want. But opponents to the bill are saying this isn't even happening in Wisconsin. People aren't banning plastic bags. This is just legislators sort of listening to the concerns of businesses based on what's happening in other states. So this is seen by some as a really preemptive measure in the state of Wisconsin if it were to pass the Senate today.
And to take a look at another one, online voter registration. This is another one that has had a fair bit of debate surrounding it. So what's the status of that one?
There has been a lot of debate about this bill. So essentially what this bill does is that if you have a state-issued driver's license or an ID card, you could register online to vote. And that would be starting in the spring 2017 primary election, so a little ways down the road here. Opponents to this bill aren't concerned about that part, really. What they're primarily concerned about is the fact that the bill also eliminates the existence of special registration deputies. And special registration deputies are volunteers that complete a government training course, and they go out and they're empowered to register people to vote. So what opponents are saying is that if these special registration deputies are eliminated, it's basically going to shut down voter registration drives in the state. And those are those voter registration drives are what traditionally serve people who don't have ready access to the internet or might not have a state issued driver's license. So those communities might not be served. That's what opponents to the bill are saying.
We're talking with Laurel White right now, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio, and she's talking about the final session of the Wisconsin Senate, which is wrapping up today. Now, we should talk about the college affordability package from Governor Walker. I understand some of his bills made it into the Senate, some didn't. Let's start with the ones that did.
Yeah, so Governor Walker has been talking about this college affordability package for months now. It was a big piece of his State of the State address. He said that this proposal would really help Wisconsin students and afford college. So there are six bills in this plan, and only four of them are scheduled to be taken up by the Senate today. And what those four bills do, and they do a lot, is they provide emergency and need-based grants for technical college students in the state. They also create internship coordinator positions, just two of those positions under the Department of Workforce Development in the state. And then they also require schools to update students yearly on the status of their debt and how much school is costing them.
And so looking at the things, again, which didn't make it, what's the significance of what's not there?
So what's interesting about what's not there, Veronica, is that the most expensive and some would say the most impactful part of the plan has been left off by the Senate. So that particular bill was estimated to cost about $5 million, and that's why it has been left off. Legislative leaders agreed a couple months ago that they wanted to keep spending for this part of the legislative session under $20 million. So this particular bill was expensive, and they decided to forego it. So here's what the bill would have done if senators were to take it up today. Basically, what it would do is eliminate a cap on student loan interest deductions. The cap is currently $2,500, so that cap would be eliminated. And as I said, that was expected to cost the state about $5 million, and legislators just thought that was a bit too much.
And moving on to another bill that did not make it, this one very contentious in the state of Wisconsin, sanctuary cities.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's a bill that brought quite a few protesters to the state capitol last month. I'm sure you remember. There were thousands of people here protesting that bill. And what that bill would have done if the Senate were to take it up today, it has already been passed by the Assembly, would be to financially penalize cities in the state of Wisconsin that have so-called sanctuary city policies, which are essentially policies that ban law enforcement officials from asking people about their immigration status after they're arrested. So if cities were to be found to be enforcing these kind of policies, basically their funding would be cut off. And opponents said that this would create quite a bit of fear in the immigrant community. People would be less likely to report crimes like domestic abuse if they were afraid that individuals might be deported when law enforcement were to become involved.
And Laura, as we wrap up, just briefly, anything else that's on your highlight to watch list and what you're looking forward to for the future?
Well, there's a lot going on today, Veronica, and we never know what's going to happen. We're expecting a really late night. They're also going to be taking up some bills, we expect them to anyway, that would create underage drinking amnesty. So amnesty from underage drinking tickets if you were to report a sexual assault. There are also some changes to how drunken driving offenders would be forced to, cooperate with law enforcement after their conviction.
So a lot to watch there. Laurel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
That was Laurel White, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News, with us to talk about the final session of the Wisconsin Senate wrapping up today.